And welcome to Essie Johnson's Golden Rondell Theater for tonight's program, What Does AI Mean to Our Future? We are delighted to welcome you to Essie Johnson's Golden Rondell Theater in Racine. My name is Michelle Sweetman, and I am a member of Essie Johnson's Community Affairs team. This historic Golden Rondell building was originally built for the 1964-65 New York World's Fair to show the short documentary, To Be Alive. The film was a hit. It actually won an Academy Award. Following the fair, the pavilion was dismantled, shipped to Racine, where it was rebuilt, where we are here today, and it opened in 1967. We still today show the film To Be Alive as well. We are really excited to partner with Badger Talks and PBS Wisconsin for this program this evening. What does AI mean to our future? And I am pleased to introduce tonight's presenter, Professor Patrick McDaniel. Patrick is a Sun Ming Shi Professor of Computer Sciences in the School of Computer, Data, and Information Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Professor McDaniel is the director of the National Science Foundation Frontier Center for Trustworthy Machine Learning. He also served as the program manager and lead scientist for the Army Research Laboratories Cybersecurity Collaborative Research Alliance from 2013 to 2018. Patrick's research focuses on a wide range of topics in computer and network security and technical public policy, with interests in mobile device security, the security of machine learning systems, program analysis for security, sustainability, and election systems. Patrick was made available to us tonight through Badger Talks, which is the Speakers Bureau for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Organizations, businesses, and groups from around the state are welcome to search their website of over 500 faculty and staff and make online requests. Most speakers volunteer their time, and the Badger Talks then covers their travel expenses. Visit badgertalks.wisc.edu for more information. Now, would you please help me welcome Professor Patrick McDaniel.
Thank you so much for that kind introduction. I think it's important for us to take a moment in time. I'm fundamentally a technologist. I do cybersecurity for lots of things. But I'm also a student of history. And I think it's important to recognize the moment we're in. So there have been a series of major shifts in the nature of thought and life on this planet over the last 50 or 100,000 years, as we as a species. Spoken language, written language, mathematics, the printing press, computers, were fundamental shifts in the way our society is structured and thought is communicated. And everything about all of those advancements leads us here today. And what I'm going to say is that we are in a moment that we don't really quite recognize yet. AI is in a position to fundamentally alter our experience as a species and the trajectory of us as a people. And this is not another AI hype talk, which you've heard too many of, but what this is a thoughtful experiment that I want you to come with me on to think about exactly what does this mean and how will this play out. And for that, I think we need to start where this ends. What I think we need to do is we need to start by asking ourselves, what will the future actually look like? And so, as I often do, I'll start with a story about my family. So my wife and I, with our two kids, were in Germany, I think it's 6 years ago now, and we were on the Autobahn, and we were driving towards Poland, I believe, and in the far right-hand lane was a series of trucks. And they were all branded the same. And there was a first truck, and it had a driver in it. And the second truck was about 4 feet behind it. And the truck behind that was about 4 feet behind that. And I said to myself, well, that looks really, really dangerous. And then I realized that the people in the following trucks weren't actually driving. This was the first generation, or a major generation, in autonomous vehicles. This was a phase where people were beginning to experiment with something called platooning. You have a human at the head of the line, and then you have computers just following the front truck. And so whatever the human did could be emulated by all of the computing infrastructure behind it, these magical autonomous trucks. And then I sat there, and we sat at breakfast, and I was rather quiet, as I am often at breakfast, and I was beginning to ask myself some questions about what does this mean? What does that experience mean? And then I began to think about my childhood. I actually grew up in the 8th poorest county in the United States. It's actually a little county called Athens County on the Ohio River, right across from West Virginia and far east, southeast Ohio.